The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Dom, I'm calling this one the grocery bill too damn high, but maybe I've got it wrong, Dom. Maybe it should be the bond in New York State too damn high. Welcome to it, little buddy.
Happy Monday, Crudy. Good to be with you as always. Rich, warming up on the board with Nate's help. Thank you, fellas. Appreciate it. Of course, our audience made it through another weekend, another big week, and here we go again. My phone was blowing up today when this hit. Trump can't post the bond. Trump broke ass can't get it done. What? This is supposed to happen next week, Crudy. $450 million. What's he going to do? Go to Deutsche Bank?
You know, I suspect Trump's so broke and so angry, he's, you know, now throwing generic ketchup at the walls of Mar-a-Lago.
Well, you can't afford the Heinz. Apparently, their profitability has gone through the roof recently.
Well, that makes one company that's profitable, but the Trump org. I saw over the weekend he moved $40 million outside of what he was supposed to move, Dom. Didn't ask the court-ordered observer whether or not he could move assets from the Trump org to his personal accounts. But he moved about $40 million. And then the news came out bright and early. They basically said, cannot secure bond and don't have the cash. Because why wouldn't you just pay cash, Mr. Richie Rich?
As recently as last year. Hell, maybe sooner than that. He said he had over $400 million of cash on hand. I mean, hell, even if you had a little less than that, you could, you know, not have to get the full 450, put your cash up and try to get the rest. But no. I mean, this is going to be like Trump so broke joke day. You know what I mean? It's like your mama's so broke. I'm so broke jokes. I mean, Trump's so broke. He's eating cereal with a fork to save on the milk. That's how broke Trump is.
We did that with Rudy one time, didn't we? Yeah. Rudy's so broke. Trump's so broke.
Trump's so broke that
Letitia James might start seizing assets.
Oh, yeah.
She is under no obligation to give him any sort of courtesy. I mean, what? The 25th, March 25th, the final deadline. So this could be a trial balloon. But I don't think the court's going to have any sympathy for the defendant who's already civilly been found guilty of defrauding the state of New York and ordered not to run any businesses therein for the next 3 years. And the boys, Beavis and Butthead, they were both thrown in as a kicker. Well, Dom, why would the court have any empathy whatsoever for a defendant who's already been found guilty of this and quite frankly owes the money to the state? Well, if you owe the money to the IRS, dude, you ever get a break from the IRS? I'm just telling you, I never have.
They may waive the penalty, but you're going to owe the interest. Or maybe it's the other way around. No, this is a settlement due to the citizens of New York for Donald Trump swindling to the tune of what? $2.2 billion. He inflated his assets by $2.2 billion over the course of 10 years and profited apparently about $450 million from that fraudulent activity. Which he now has to give back. He's got to pay it back, Crudy. And I don't expect that Letitia James will in any way, shape, or form wait 1 minute. I think if that next Monday, when the bell rings, if that money is not in her account, she's going to start the process to collect.
Well, Dom, here's how ABC News reported it. It has been a couple weeks since she first said this, but here's what Letitia James told ABC News. If he does not have the funds to pay off the judgment, then we will seek judgment enforcement mechanisms in court, and we will ask the judge to seize his assets. Dom, as you know, according to ABC News, Trump was fined $355 million plus approximately $100 million in pre-judgment interest on Friday, after this Friday in February, after Arthur Engoron determined that he inflated his net worth in order to get more favorable loan terms. Well, Dom, we now know broke-ass Trump can't make bond. And he's asked everybody.
The reporting from the Washington Times, of course, as mentioned, can't. He's unable to finance an appeal bond for at least $450 million to cover a judgment in New York. And the attorney general's business fraud case against him is seeking a reprieve from an appellate court. Oh, help me, please. May I have some more porridge? May I have some more? No, you may not, Trump. He's asking an appellate court to keep the state from seizing assets, according to a court filing today. Today! The former president's lawyers said in the filing that Trump and the Trump Organization, the real estate hospitality and golf resort company he solely owns, probably pretty leveraged, have been unable to get a surety company and insurer that issues court bonds to accept property as collateral, stalling any efforts to obtain a bond that is due to be posted in a week.
I hear he's got a 30-something thousand square feet condo in Trump Tower.
I mean, what's the problem? Imagine a guy that was fraudulently liable for inflating the real estate assets in order to pocket money is not able to use those real estate assets as collateral to get a bond to help pay for the fine that he is due because of the fraud. Shocking how that works like that. I can't imagine it wouldn't want his real estate.
Why wouldn't the court give him a break under those auspicious circumstances, Tom?
Alan Garten, the Trump company's general counsel, wrote in a sworn submission this, quote, "Critical among these challenges is not just the inability and reluctance of the vast majority of sureties to underwrite a bond for this unprecedented sum, but even more significantly, the unwillingness of every surety bond provider approached by the defendant to accept real estate as collateral."
His real estate as collateral.
He said they approached
overinflated real estate as collateral.
Right. I mean, this is what you got in trouble for in the first place. Why would anybody want to touch any of that with a 10-foot pole? Apparently, Trump and the company approached 30 different companies through four brokers proposing combinations of liquid and real estate assets without success. Maybe you should increase the liquid amount. Or maybe you can't. None of them were willing to accept real estate collateral for appeal bonds, he said. The legal team behind Trump, the likely Republican nominee against President Biden in the 2024 election, recently failed to get an emergency appeals judge to put off the 30-day deadline that the attorney general has imposed to give the company time to fulfill its appeal bond obligation. The judge also rejected an offer of a $100 million bond in lieu of the full amount. A full panel will soon examine the same issues. So let's think this through. Number one, as we've talked about on this show before, this is a great, great concern for many of the Republicans because Donald Trump is appealing. But why, Curry? Remember the Freedom Summit back in Iowa? Why are they going to love him?
He's rich.
He's so rich, bitch. $10 billion. He's a rich man.
Depending on his mood, he told the people that day. If he's in a good mood, he might be worth more.
Oh, it's amazing how that works. But, of course, it doesn't work. The fact that the Republicans, one of the reasons I submit, they're so attracted to a guy like Donald Trump because they love the money. They're attracted to the money. And the religious side, Rudy, what do they say? God blesses you if you're rich and you must have favor with the Lord, right? Something along those lines. So I got to ask, then, is the opposite then true? If you can't make a $500 million bond, is God now not favoring you? And oh, if God all of a sudden isn't favoring Trump, whatever are the Trump sycophants going to do?
Well, he did bear false witness, apparently, according to the courts. Here's a little of the coverage from the Washington Post. Surety companies are requiring Trump to put up the entire amount needed for the bond, around $464 million in collateral, according to the defense filing. Legal experts say the likelihood of the appeal failing is the main reasons companies would mandate such terms. So they don't like his chances. Here's a quote by Adam Pollock, an attorney who formerly served as the assistant AG in New York. Insurance companies in appeals cases tend to want the full amount of judgment as collateral. So he can't raise $454 million, not even in collateral. Surety companies generally accept only cash or irrevocable letter of credit as collateral, according to J.D. Weisbrot, who has worked in the business for more than 20 years as the managing director at underwriting firm Risk Strategy. Someone with assets like Trump, who has the majority of his fortune, air quotes, I would say, tied up in real estate, would ideally go through a bank to get that letter of credit. A bank would also likely want the full amount of bond and collateral, but might accept many more types of collateral, including deeds to real estate, fine art. Oh, yeah, Trump owns lots of fine art, all gold leafed, or other assets that could free up funds for someone who owns a lot of property. My feeling is a bank would likely take a similar position as a surety and likely also require a dollar-for-dollar amount collateral, but a bank is more flexible as a financial situation than a surety would be in the terms of the type of collateral. And they conclude here at the Washington Post, Trump has few existing relationships with big banks on Wall Street, according to the financial disclosure he filed in the government in August as part of his candidacy. Deutsche Bank, which provided him with a number of loans that fueled the expansion of his business before he entered politics, does not appear to be a current lender.
Oh, Deutsche Bank, the one that came back and said, we can't, don't trust any of the numbers from Donald Trump's business. You think they're going to be in the loop here? Think they're going to give up some money for Trump? I doubt it.
Trump, so broke, he can't make his bond, can't meet the collateral needs. And here's the great part, Dom. He could have planned for this. You know, if he wasn't so right. Self-confident and full of hubris, maybe he would have planned. Maybe he would have sold some of this real estate so he didn't find himself in this cash crunch. Makes me giggle a little. Suck it, Trump. F your feelings. More devil's advocates.
The devil's advocates. Because freedom.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can be a part anytime. Just pick up the phone and hit the line at 844-967-2789. It's the Trump So Broke joke day. Trump so broke, when he goes to KFC, he has to lick other people's fingers. Yes, I'm amusing myself.
As a germaphobe, I don't think he would actually do that. But, you know, it's but nice that's how to think he would is. Have to.
You think any Crudy that anyone's gonna any of these the support is gonna wane based on this part, not based on
the broke part.
The broke part, man. The broke
this,
part.
This is probably down. More damaging to the Trump brand than being found guilty in the Stormy Daniels hush money case,
or found liable for rape.
Or well, clearly that didn't secret. Damage the brand whatsoever. It made him a more attractive brand to the mega base stuff.
Terrible. But so now we're getting to the money. Now we're getting to the thing. And this is the thing that drives Republicans to Donald Trump. It's the money. It's the, hey, I might get some of that. Or, hey, maybe some of that good luck, quote unquote, will rub off on me. Maybe God will also shine upon me if I'm just around the money.
You know, that's the part I never quite understood about Donald Trump. Of course, he's so rich, he claims. Yet, he's always been more than willing to take the small donor donations and pay his legal fees and other expenditures of his campaign. He runs constantly. He's been running for president since 2015. He never stopped running, if you'll recall, Dom. He won the presidency, declared again in like 2017, 2018, and then declared again in like 2021. The guy never quit running. He never quit collecting the donations from the donors.
Well, I mean, why would you when you have people that are willing to give you money? I mean, I can't. It's hard to blame a guy for that. I mean, if someone's just going to go up and just hand you money, you know, hand over fist, why would you ever turn it off? I mean, that's really more of a reflection of the donors that are giving him the
because
money.
Because if you're rich, you got enough character. Trump. You don't need the $27 from the guy living on his Social Security check, do you?
Yeah, that's, you're right. Yeah, because it's really hard to imagine that a billionaire would give it all away for a little bit more. Really, man? Of course. Of course they'll take it. Every one of them will.
844-967-2789. Trump so broke. Monday edition. Mark, welcome to it. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
You just said hand over fist. I went back to that heavy metal movie. Wasn't that a guy that was kind of a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in the heavy metal movie back from
the adult cartoons?
Yeah, the adult cartoon. Yeah, it is just disgusting. I mean, that what really gets me is that these people say, well, Donald Trump inflated his asset, and then all these guys do that kind of thing, and then no harm, no foul. You know, the bank got paid off, and my point I would make is that when you sign off on those forms, you certify that this is true and just. Right. I've never had to do anything like that. True and just, and you are actually lying when you sign those forms. Don't give me this crap. No harm, no foul. The truth was harmed. I mean, and that is supposed to be. Truth is supposed to actually mean something, folks. And for Donald Trump to get away with this again and again and again and again, the man's connection to the truth. There is no connection with him and the truth. I mean, I don't know if he's ever said anything truthful in his life at this point.
Well, his lawyers did. They said he's too broke to make bond. That's probably the most truthful statement he's ever been forced to make publicly. Can't make my bond. Now, do you think this is a ruse, Dom? Do you think it's one more rope-a-dope, and do you think he will make bond, but this is just an effort to garner the sympathy of the court?
Well, you know, if you're writing a filing to the court saying you can't do it, you can't make bond, no one's going to give it to you, then presumably that's true. So let's take the attorneys that reached out.
Maybe his buddy, Uncle Vladimir, is going to find some money sometime this
week.
Okay,
to that point then. So let's assume that what they're saying is true. They can't do it. No one wants it. No one will touch them. We can get into what that really means and what the actual value of the assets. But let's fast forward to next Monday when the money's due or the bond is due. If he doesn't get it from Deutsche Bank or doesn't get it from the Saudi fund, I mean, hell, isn't his son-in-law running a Saudi venture capital fund for like $2 billion? I mean, why not slice off a half a bill for the old man?
That'd be 25% of their equity, and I don't think they would perceive Trump's bond pursuit as a worthy investment.
Yeah, but if you got a president in your pocket, what's the value to that? Just ask Putin. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where we're getting to. Now, all of a sudden, is it okay? I mean, man's got a right to post his bond and take money, I guess. He's a private citizen. But is he going to take money from Saudi? Is he going to take money from, you know, backdoor Russia? Maybe one of the projects that, you know, his boys, his son-in-law is working on overseas. Maybe they can carve out a little bit of extra money for the old man. You know, and if that is to be the case, do we get to know? Is it important for us to know? And should we then be further concerned about the fact that we would have a presidential candidate? Hell, even if he becomes president, but certainly a presidential candidate who would be what under would owe money to some, you know, foreign government players. That would be problematic. Probably,
but I'm so rich. I can owe a little bit of money, half a billion. What's a half a billion between friends?
Dom, at my favorite liberal aggregator, the Raw Story, Trump flagged as a massive security risk after he's unable to post bond.
That's what I'm saying, man. He couldn't get a job at the FBI with this kind of debt, and he's going to run for president?
Donald Trump's lawyers notified a New York court that he's not able to find an insurance company willing to underwrite his bond to cover his massive civil fraud judgment, and a Democratic congressman said he's opened himself up to foreign corruption. I would say he's always been open to foreign corruption. President's attorney said in a court filing Monday, Trump has approached 30 underwriters to back the bond due by the end of the month to pay more than $464 million in penalties and interest. An insurance broker, Gary Guletti, signed an affidavit stating that securing a bond for the full amount was a practical impossibility. Well, that's not the court's problem. That's Trump's problem. A little bit more, Trump's lawyers asked an appeal court to hold off on posting the bond until his appeal of the judgment was concluded, arguing that the value of the properties was far more than the judgment, but underwriters are seeking cash to back the bond and not property. They don't trust your valuations.
Yes.
The amount of judgment with interest exceeds $464 million, and very few bonding companies will consider a bond of anything approaching that magnitude, Trump's lawyers wrote. And the cash crunch made the presumptive Republican presidential nominee a national security risk, according to Rep. Sean Casten, a Democrat from Illinois. Dom, here's what he tweeted out. The presumptive at GOP nominee for president is desperate for $464 million and counting, which he cannot personally access. That fact alone makes him a massive national security risk. Any foreign adversary seeking to buy a president knows the price. In the whole scheme of world domination, $500 million is cheap. That's cheap, Dom.
For sure. Yeah.
Especially for the Saudis or the Russians. Hell, the Chinese. They got that kind of money, don't they? Folks,
yes,
we're the Devil's Advocates. Want to hear from you. It's toll free, cost you nothing. 844-967-2789.
Trump's so broke, he can't even call the Devil's Advocates toll free hotline.
Well, they give you one phone call from jail, don't they?
Yeah.
Come back with us. If you're calling us from jail right now, tell the screener you'll go to the top of the list. But we're not paying for it. No collect calls. Thank you very much. More Devil's Advocates, more of you. 844-967-2789. Trump's so broke. Dom's giggling.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates radio show, the Monday edition. Broke-ass Trump can't afford his bond. Kind of makes me happy on the inside, Dom.
Yeah?
It does. It does. I'd like to see bad things befalling the former president.
He's like to see bad
every one of them
happen to bad people.
Yeah, something like that. Over the course of the weekend, Donald Trump said if he was not reelected, there would be a bloodbath. Do you see these comments? Do you hear these comments, Dom?
I did, yes.
Well,
in the context of what, electric cars coming in from China?
Yes. The bloodbath remarks give Trump a new firestorm to rally around because the Dems were quite outraged that he said there would be a bloodbath. And a lot of them said, well, with the violent language that Trump often uses, this bloodbath is an indication he's talking about more violence. He wants a repeat of the January 6th. Only, Dom, I did hear it, and I completely disagree. And I'm not here to defend Donald Trump very often, but this specific conversation was related to the auto industry. If Donald Trump claiming, if I don't win, it's going to be a bloodbath because Joe's going to keep selling electric vehicles. That's what he was referencing. And I think the Democratic side sometimes does itself no favors when we get hyperbolic, when we take on what is to me a disingenuous point. I mean, he says enough violent stuff. There's plenty of stuff to get outraged about what Donald Trump says. Why this? Why over-conflate what he said in this specific incident, Tom?
Because number one, Trump gets no benefit of the doubt, period. Let's just say that. Number two, while it was in the context, as I read it, of electric vehicles, he also said, and many more things. So he throws those. So what? Is there going to be a bloodbath in other industries? Or a bloodbath in the election? There was some ambiguity to the quote above and beyond just these specific comments about Chinese electric cars. Well, the guy gets no benefit of the doubt, and he didn't make a specific statement. He also put out some generalities about bloodbath. And honestly, man, when you're a presidential candidate, there should be very few and limited circumstances when the term bloodbath comes out of your mouth, especially when you're the guy that told him to come to D.C. on January 6th will be wild. That was kind of a bloodbath. I saw lots of cops bleeding then. So, yeah, man, while generally I would agree with you, but no benefit of the doubt for the man. Absolutely none.
Dominic, according to The Hill, former President Trump and his allies are aggressively pushing back after Democrats and critics seized on his comments that there would be a bloodbath if he loses November's election. Trump's weekend comments sparked outrage that the former president was threatening to unleash violence similar to the January 6th attack on the Capitol if he loses his reelection bid to Joe Biden. It is clear this guy wants another January 6th, Joe Biden wrote on the Twitter platform over the weekend, but the American people are going to give him another resounding electoral defeat this November. So Joe Biden picked up this theme immediately. Trump and his allies have expressed exasperation and anger over the ensuing firestorm, claiming it was clear in context the former president was discussing the auto industry. The fake news media and their Democratic partners in the destruction of our nation pretended to be shocked at my use of the word, all caps, bloodbath, even though they fully understand I was simply referring to imports allowed by crooked Joe Biden, which are killing the automobile industry. I do believe it was relatively clear that that's what he was expressing.
Well, let's read the actual quote. Again, this is from Trump over the weekend. No, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars if I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. Okay, so the part I take specific issue with, the variable, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. Least of what? So it's to me, it's open enough. We can have interpretation, and we know how Donald Trump has behaved. We know his actions. So I agree with you generally, and we shouldn't be like the megas are, and you know, the sky is falling and all that kind of thing. But we should absolutely be aware and pay specific attention to the way the man talks, because that kind of stuff, you know, brought us January 6th.
Dominic, Nancy Pelosi had this to say. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath, Pelosi said on CNN. There's something wrong here. How respectful I am of the American people and their goodness, but how much more do you have to see from him to understand that this isn't what our country is about? Now, some Republicans who thought Trump's remarks were being taken out of context suggested Trump is baiting his critics. Yeah, he has a tendency, which gives his defenders a reason to rally around him. If you take the one about the bloodbath, which arguably could be about an economic bloodbath, not about the kind of street violence related to the election, when it gives his defenders something to focus on, something which was distorted, according to Senator Bill Cassidy, a Republican from Louisiana, said that on the Meet the Press with Kristen Welker this weekend. So yes, he always walks up to the edge of the rhetoric, he added. And again, that's why people are concerned. Steve Daines, who leads the Senate GOP campaign operation, called it shocking the media continues to push such easily disprovable lies to smear Trump. I don't want the distortions to be true. There's plenty to not like Donald Trump for. This, I don't think, should be thrown in the column with his other violent assessments, violent tactics. I'm just telling you, my opinion is we're overblowing this.
Then what is your point to that'll be the least of it? What does that mean? Because he didn't specify, and he leave it open for interpretation. This is the guy who calls for violence before, will be wild. And I'm saying, so let them people, and they're not here to get me, bring the weapons while they're stuck, bring the mags out. So, again, man, he's not specifically saying there'll be a bloodbath in the automobile industry, period. It'll be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. Well, man, that sounds pretty terrible. What else are you talking about? He leaves it open, man.
844-967-2789. Gene from Milwaukee. Welcome, Gene. What do you got for us?
Hi, Gene.
Hey, I got to say, make it short and sweet. Hey, Dom. Hey, Mike. Dom is right. 100%. Every single thing he said. So from the start, he gets no benefit of the doubt. That makes the rest of the conversation moot. We don't need to go any further. He's going to leave it open-ended. To me, it sounds like, oh, great, another bloodbath of this country? Well, he should have been.
And it's not just, and thank you for the call, Jim. We appreciate it. It's not just what he actually said and the way we interpret it. I'm also concerned about how Megha interprets it. Hey, Trump said a bloodbath, and that'll be the least of it. Well, what does that mean? If you're already, you know, have violent tendencies, how are you going to, as a Megha, you know, sycophant, when your orange cult leader says it's going to be a bloodbath and that'll be the least of it? Don't you kind of, is that a call? I don't know, man. Again, given the circumstances, given what we know, given what his audience is, given how he's acted, it's very concerning.
It was a call to abandon electric vehicles. 844-967-2789. Hoosier Bob. Hoosier, what's your thought? Trump trying to burn it all down or just make a statement? And some people are sort of over-conflating.
We have watched this now for a long time. You guys are not stupid people. You can't trust this man, period. Don't give him the benefit of the doubt. Don't, nothing. No, you cannot trust him. If he says he's going to burn it down, take his word for it. And I start setting up the fire lines.
Yeah. Sounds like you're implying Crudy's wrong on this one. You wrong, Hoosier Bob.
Listen, I'm down with you in the sense that, you know, we those who were critical of the former president, I don't want to be like that. I want to be, everything he says is, oh, it's a bloodbath, he's going to murder everybody. Well, that's not what it was. But I think we need to point out that the ambiguity, that'll be the least of it. In the history, it's not like we're hearing this for the first time in a vacuum. You know, there's a lot of history from this guy. And I think we have to be aware of it. Now, if people are jumping on it, I also am concerned because I don't want our side, this side, the normal side, to be the ones the sky is falling every time Trump says something stupid. But this is, these are a continuation of this kind of verbiage, and the variable of that'll be the least of it leaves it open for criticism, certainly.
844-967-2789. Mike, up in St. Paul, Minneapolis area. Mike, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, thank you. I think somebody on his first day, Trump's first day in office, said something about alternative facts. I think people forgot about that.
Well, that was Sean Spicy Spicer, his then communications director.
No,
I am directly not answering your question.
Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah, it was Conway, yeah.
But, yeah. So, you know, got to get rid of this rapey racist guy. That's all I got.
All right, thank you, Mike. Appreciate you listening up there in KTNF, 950 AM land. Listen to us on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. 844-967-2-SED. You know, I got a Monday mouth going on here. I'm trying really hard. I thought I slept properly, but maybe it was the St. Patty in or the Badger in or whatever over the weekend. But, you know, I got adequate sleep, but apparently brain cell loss somewhere over the weekend. You know how that feels, Dom, every weekend. 844-967-2789. Totter Billy on the north side, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Totter Billy.
Hey, good afternoon. Several things. Trump just uses violent terminology quite often, kind of to try and normalize it. And have you ever heard him talk before? Oh, by the way, you were just talking about the Badger game. Did you see Greg Gard's tie? You know, he doesn't put together coherent thoughts. He jumps all over the place. So it's just because he said bloodbath while he was talking about electric cars doesn't mean he was still talking about electric cars. He changes topics all the time. And right. He's sometimes purposely will say things in a way, and this is totally the authoritarian playbook. Oh, that's not what I meant.
So you think he just tweeted out bloodbath in the middle of electric cars, bloodbath? Do you think it just burst out of him because he couldn't keep the violence within? Or do you think he was perhaps referencing the prior sentence predicate?
Well, like I said, he changes topics all the time. So it could be that he was talking about a bloodbath just because he can't help himself in terms of something in along the lines of the January 6th riots. Or it could be that he did it purposefully so that he can liability and say, well, oh, no, you took that out of context, because that's part of the authoritarian playbook, that you say stuff out of context.
Honor Billy, you're absolutely right.
I didn't mean it that way.
You're absolutely right. We're going to put 100% tariff on every single car. You're not going to be able to sell those cars if I'm elected. Now, we could skip out the entire next sentence. He could go on, but they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. You didn't have to say what he said. Here's what he said, the part that bothers everyone. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. So what'll be the least of it? The fact that those cars are going to get sold? You know, it's just, there's enough there. You could take that entire sentence out and he would have a cohesive thought. But when he throws that in there, doesn't necessarily have to relate to the previous sentence or the next sentence, because we know how Trump thinks.
I feel like you're being a little disingenuous in this.
Not being disingenuous. I'm really mean.
Well, maybe you feel this way. You're linking predicates together and taking out the middle and saying, well, if we just linked it together, it'd be coherent. But he said bloodbath, so we're going to over-conflate what he said. Again, the man says plenty god-awful things. Why would we break our characteristic of being consistent and honest with our audience and saying that this is more than it was intended to be?
Because I'm not convinced that it is. I'm considering the history of the man, what he says. And I can obviously see that. But you can also see another side, man. He didn't have to say it. I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. The least of what? 844-967-2789. Come back with us.
The Devil's Advocates. Radio for the 99%.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Call in right now. 844-967-2789. Donald Trump's bloodbath comments. Only about cars, only about murdering citizens, or maybe a little bit of both. Let us know what you think. 844-96-PARTY. Let's get to it. PT from the West Coast, you're up. Welcome, PT. What do you got for us?
Hey, PT.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
So, yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying, Crude, but, you're giving Trump the benefit of the doubt here more than you should, actually. To say something like that, especially in reference to the automobile industry, when's the last time you heard execs or anybody or even the trade unions refer to their industry as going through a bloodbath? Maybe a downturn?
Well, nobody describes their own industry. I mean, the radio industry is about to experience a bloodbath. No one wants to talk about their own industry that way. I bet they did at the end in the buggy whip industry, but
the typewriter repair people.
You know, most of us don't see the end coming, PT, if you know what I'm saying.
So, no, I don't. So, what I'm trying to say is here, so what if he doesn't get elected? So he's insinuating there's going to be a bloodbath in the auto industry? Is that what he's saying?
Yes, because they're elected, building massive plants, and he's going to jam them with 100% tariffs. And it will be a bloodbath in the industry. And I perceived their willingness to build these factories will be amongst the least of the problems.
Yeah, but that's a hard reach for anyone.
Yeah,
yeah. especially knowing Trump, the way he can just go on all these tangents. And who knows what the heck he's saying, right? You know? And so, hey, kudos to the Democrats for pouncing on this, right? And he deserves every single bit of criticism we can give him, honestly.
Well, PT, I'm going to agree with you only in that the Republicans they're full of false criticism for Joe Biden or any Democrat. You know, they completely paint their opponents as something they are not, often without the basis of fact. And yes. I often take issue with that. But, you know, using your and PT's logic, you know, well, so what if we're painting with the broad brush here? It's the right guy, so stick it to him. Am I understanding the logic here?
Well, but let's follow your logic. You're critical of the Republicans for going after Joe Biden for the Joe Biden crime family, you know, as we both are. I agree with you on that. But Donald Trump certainly has violent tendencies, does he not? I mean, look what he inspired at January 6th. This isn't something out of character for Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? It is more of the same. And there's, given the history. Yes, go ahead.
If it was his goal to stir up a violent insurrection, then he would repeat these themes over and over again. This is not a one-off in the middle of a speech talking about EV cars and, oh, yeah, violent bloodbath, meet you at the Capitol on January 6th. I mean, that's not how he did it. He did it over and over again. He dropped these hints. He encouraged people. He tweeted at them, come, it'll be wild, right? It wasn't a one-off. So even if I agree with your premise that this guy is so full of violent tendencies, but what I don't want to do is I don't want to mischaracterize this and be accused of being a guy who's willing to paint it all the same. Because I'm not. I call him like I sees him. I heard the sound, and it was my strong inclination that this is overconflation from Joe Biden
Let me break it down for you this way, Crudy. No, we're going to put 100% tariffs on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars if I'm elected. Pause. Dramatic pause. Now, if I don't get elected, there's going to be a bloodbath for the country, and that'll be the least of it. But they're going to sell those cars. They're building Mathis factories. You know what I'm saying? There, you're
creating a context that did not exist, and I'm sorry I don't have the sound to play for you, Dom, but it was more like the other part was the one-off. Oh, it'll be a bloodbath if I'm not elected. And then he's back to his rambling speech.
No, I get it. I get it. So it's like a one-off, right? So, oh, it could be a bloodbath. That's going to be the least of it. Was he talking about the cards? Well, he said
in the industry, it seemed clearer to me when I heard it, because I heard it, and you know I'm as judgmental as hell, Dom. You know I wanted it to be true.
And you know I don't want to sit here and get people riled up when they shouldn't be. But I think people should be concerned with this guy, and this is just another example.
Bloodbath or one-off. 844-967-2789. Our pal Tom from L.A. Welcome back from the leftist coast. Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, yay, Democrats. Finally going on the offense. Apparently, Republicans don't like it when we go on the offense. I'm sorry. Trump says he talks like Sarah Palin. They have the same type of cadence. You know, their word salad. They throw in their little words in there that fire up their loser base. And, I think it was great that the Democrats went at it. You know what? Make the perception a reality, because that's exactly what he did. He didn't talk about – if he would have did that, he would have talked about the automobile industry, left it at that. He said before there will be chaos in the streets. There will be blood coming out of her, whatever. He has used those terms before, and they usually have been pointed directly in the face of something negative that would happen if he's not.
But Tom, when he talked about the blood coming out of her, whatever, he was talking about her menstrual cycle. This wasn't the result of her being beat to a pulp and bleeding on the street, my man. This was a misogynist crack at Megyn Kelly, if my memory serves.
Yeah.
844. I want to sneak one more in this hour. Eric right. from Laval. Eric, what do you got for us?
Hi, Eric.
Also, I got to say is you got to listen to the audio, because he clearly goes into an election rant like he always does, because he can't be caught on anything.
So, Eric,
don't read it. Listen to it.
What's your opinion? He meant to incite violence, or this was just part of his rambling about what would happen to the auto industry if he was not reelected?
He meant it about the election, not the auto industry. Just listen to the audio.
You know, I did. I have a completely the opposite reaction.
He clearly goes into an election. He clearly goes into an election rant, like he always does, because he can't keep one single straight thought going.
Well, one more confirmation that Crudy's the more generous of spirit on the panel, more willing to give my political opponents the benefit of the doubt, damn less so.
Come my back. Political opponent's fine. That guy, hell no.
More Devil's Advocates, a happier happy hour, and perhaps new subject matter. We'll see. We'll see indeed. 844-96-PARTY. 844-96-PARTY.